Now, Philippe Saint-Papier, after these written here, today's date is 12/21/2024. Dictation is for Miss Amber Diaz. Diaz spells D-I-A-Z. Amber spells A-M-B-E-R. Date of birth is 05/26/1998. 26-year-old female, here with great toe pain, right foot, period. Patient said she has been having this problem for the past month or so. Says she has history of recurrent ingrowing nail and symptoms are similar. Stated that she recently, approximately 2 or 3 days ago, was seen at an emergency room, but they gave her antibiotics and pain medication and advised her to soak in warm water and Epsom salts. Period. She stated that that is not helping. She said the nail continues to grow in the surface of in the peripheral surface of her skin, and pain continues despite the pain medication and antibiotics. Period. Next paragraph. Review of systems. Patient denies chills, myalgia, denies increased temperature. She denies trauma. She says pain is approximately 8/10 words for shoe wearing and weight bearing, period. And said pain is located on the lateral surface of her great toe, period. Says she also came in because it's the swelling is more prominent and the redness is not getting better, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history, medication allergies were reviewed. They were all negative, period, except for family history, mother with hypertension, diabetes, morbid obesity, period. Next paragraph, a physical exam. She's alert-oriented, obese young lady. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 100% of room air. Blood pressure is 104/72. Respiration 18. Pulse 60, temperature 98.0, period. Next paragraph, great toe, right foot. Right lateral surface. Correction, lateral surface, there is periungual edema, periungual erythema. There is pus discharge, tender to palpation. The nail is viable, but the lateral surface is embedded into the soft tissue, period. She's neurovascularly intact, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number one is onychocryptosis. Assessment number two is paronychia. Next paragraph, the procedure, partial nail removal. The procedure was explained to the patient, and she consented verbally to have me proceed with the removal of the lateral surface of a nail, the great toe on the right foot, period. Next line, patient's foot was soaked in water and betadine for approximately 15 minutes. After which patient's foot was removed, pad dry, and the area of the great toe, the lateral surface, was baited in betadine prep. Next line, with lidocaine without epinephrine, approximately 10 milliliters, was infiltrated in an H fashion digital block. Next line, patient was allowed to relax for another 15 minutes or so for the anesthesia to take effect. Next line, I did a test to verify that anesthesia is achieved. Next line, with a forceps nail, the lateral surface of the nail was gripped and removed from the surrounding soft tissue. The embedded part of the nail was then excised. It was approximately 1.1 in length times 0.9 centimeter in width. Bleeding was minimal. Next line, bleeding was controlled with direct pressure. Next line, the site was then baited in triple antibiotics, covered by 4x4 and secured with Coban. Next paragraph, patient tolerated procedure well. Next line, there were no complications. patient was reassured. She was advised to keep site covered and clean for the next 48 hours, to remove dressing in 48 hours and check for infection. She was educated on what infection looks like, and if she finds positive evidence of infection, she must come back to the ER, come back to the clinic promptly, or go to the nearest emergency room if we are closed. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. End of dictation. Correction. Patient was advised to continue tramadol and antibiotics. End of dictation.